Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on IB English Radio. And so I'm talking about being a good follower. So what's a good follower? So let's just mention a little story, a little incident from life of the famous martyr Ibrahim Hadi, first of all. So Ibrahim Hadi was one of the soldiers at the front already there during the Holy Defence. And the troops had the forces had the opportunity to go to Tehran to meet with Imam Khomeini. So obviously Ibrahim Hadi loved Imam Khomeini just as much as anyone else. But he decided to stay behind at the front because he said that, look, some people should stay behind. We can't just empty out all of the front just because we want to go and see Imam Khomeini. And then the second really important thing he said, and this is where he's talking about leadership and, you know, being a follower. And this also pertains to, you know, us, especially Muslims, because this is something really that we are learning as Muslims, you know, what leadership is and what following is. So Ibrahim Hadi said, "We don't want a leader in order to see and watch him. We want a leader to obey him. If I wasn't able to see my leader, it's not important. What is important is that I obey his command and that my leader is satisfied with me." Now, obviously, as Muslims, in a sense, this should come like second nature to us. We should immediately understand exactly what he's saying there, because obviously our faith is one of submission to Allah, of obeying Allah, of following Allah, and by virtue of that also, because we know obviously that by virtue of that, we also follow the Holy Prophet in the same way, and we obey the Holy Prophet. And also then, obviously, as we follow on with the Ahl Bayt, we follow and obey our Imams in the same way. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio. And so I'm talking about two very big concepts for us as Muslims, being a good follower and what leadership is. And obviously for us, we know that obviously our leadership, our whole belief system is based on total submission to Allah. Using the word leader as, you know, it sounds a bit odd, but, you know, this is it. We are Muslims. We follow. We obey. And whoever is obviously instituted as our leader, so the Holy Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, the Imams, we follow them. And then, of course, we know that, for example, other very important people. We know that, for example, all the prophets. So before the Holy Prophet, we had all the other prophets. So they were also put on earth by Allah for people to submit to what they were teaching, to the message they were bringing from Allah. And of course, we know that being a follower is one of the big challenges for people at the same time. And obviously, Ibrahim Hadi is saying that he's actually going beyond that. So he's saying that, look, just for us, for example, we cannot physically see the Holy Prophet. There were Muslims who were blessed enough to live in the times of the Holy Prophet, to be able to see, hear him, converse with him. There were people who were blessed enough to grow up in the time of the previous Imams. We now have a hidden Imam. But obviously, Ibrahim Hadi is saying, you know, we don't even need to see them. The obedience, the following is what really matters. And obviously this is also the core of our deen. It's the submission. And so it's quite beautiful that Ibrahim Hadi has sort of got right into the core of what is really important to us. And obviously, I just pray that all of us do are able to reach that point of submission where we really are as close to Allah as we can be, inshallah. So thank you for listening in today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio. And thank you for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.